Welcome to another exciting episode. Exciting.
Episode.
Jaw-dropping.
Episode of the ball run.
Episode of the ball. Cannonball run.
Oh, that's even better.
Starring Ryan Fielder. This is Boss Barrel Radio for the week of May 11, 2011, 5-1-1-1-1. I am your host, Griffin Hoffman, Ryan Fielder, John Stanhope. How you guys doing?
5-1-1-1-1. We will be doing this podcast in the Matrix.
Yeah, but so. Then with the five, man, it blows it all. It's like
that's the anomaly.
What? You are the zero. You are. You know that the deadly as the dawn.
Yes.
Silent as the night.
Deadly as the ball run.
Nothing is sacred. Everything is formidable. What was it? Nothing is true. It's the Assassin's Creed thing.
I have no idea.
Nothing is permitted. Everything is.
That's backwards.
Is that backwards?
Nothing.
We can't
real.
Do anything.
Everything is
nothing
permitted.
Is permitted.
Nothing is permitted. Thou shalt not, assassin.
Fuck, dude. I don't know. It's been a long time since I played that game.
Yep.
Like November.
Man, that's so long ago. I know. So, guys, how are you feeling?
Well,
5 minutes ago, I was great.
Dude. Now you're even better.
Yeah, exactly.
What flavor was that?
Purple.
Balls.
Oh, ball run.
It was purple.
Only
it was
the purple flavor. Ball run.
And I believe purple would be grape. That's my guess.
Sure, mm-hmm. Grape.
No, I suppose I could
check
it out here.
I really do not think that's what that tasted like.
Natural flavor and certified colors. No.
Sure. Purple drink.
No third party illicit
drink.
Colors.
Awesome.
Because yeah. It looked purple. It tasted like burnt chocolate to me.
I did not taste the chocolate.
We have just split a tilt.
We just chugged.
12% alcohol per
man. We should call the helpline.
Help. I can't figure out what this tastes like.
I believe I got an uncertified flavor in my can of purple tilt.
What is this supposed to taste like? I don't know.
Did you know
mine
that
tasted like
one
red?
Of the world's
I don't know what.
Recyclers? Yeah, I got a hint of lime in my purple.
They're one of the world's largest recyclers.
Tasted like bad blueberry mojito.
But, I mean, like,
yeah, they recycle their liquor.
Is that like per capita on like
you know it could just be
they
like
sell,
no,
they
it's probably one of those comma nights. Issues where it's like a man eating dog or a man comma eating dog. Like we're one of the world's largest comma.
Recyclers.
We're a huge company and we recycle. Don't do it well, but you know, we still recycle. There's still a bin out there full of newspapers and phone books.
Yep.
Sits there for a while, but we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. We got other stuff to do, like certifying colors.
Exactly. We're making colors be tastes.
That's right. Factualizing colors.
Exactly. That's what purple tastes like. If that's
Check.
What purple tastes like, gross.
I don't like purple anymore.
I don't like purple as a color anymore. I don't even want to see purple. Gross.
Yeah. Oh. So, now we've got that in our systems.
This is going to be a great podcast. Kind of like the podcast
another one.
Where we did the Crackdown shot.
What?
Do you not remember the Crackdown
shot?
Oh,
yeah, your energy drink thing, right?
The 5-hour Crackdown energy.
I don't think I was here for that one.
You were not present for that one.
Was it just you and I for that one?
I feel like Brittany was there, too.
I don't know.
Old B-Rye.
Brittany.
B-Rye?
Would Brittany turn into a man?
I suppose that would be B-Rye, wouldn't it? Yeah.
B-Rye.
I don't know. Jen's sister or brother-in-law is B-Rye to me, so it's...
B-Rye.
Wait a second. That's
B-Roni.
Well, sometimes B-Rye is in the studio with us.
That's true. Yeah. Not today.
Yeah.
No.
Not today, yeah.
Yeah. He's in the labs.
He's working on
making illicit colors.
Working on making green.
Underground
really
black
awesome.
Market of color. I call this one blown.
Blown.
Combination of black and brown. Tastes like burnt licorice and feces.
Oh.
He's making I think today he's working on rain.
Green.
Green.
Red and green.
Red and green, yeah.
Yeah. Christmas flavor? What does it taste like?
He's like working on it now. Hopefully it gets out.
Pine needles and cherry.
Yum.
Sounds delicious.
Tastes a little bit like blood.
Yeah.
There's just tastes a little irony.
Yeah, there's like, a strong
just
rust
actually,
flavor that comes along
just
with the working
blood
that
with
out.
Mint.
Yep. It's great.
Ooh, blood mint. That sounds like something you'd harvest.
Blood.
That
sounds
in,
like a
Dragon
Diablo
Age 2.
3.
Like, yeah, well said,
like,
Ryan.
That sounds like what's-her-name from Blood Rain would drink.
Blood mint.
Blood mint. Minty blood.
Blood mint sounds to me like some elven craftable thing.
Blood
mint. Blood mint. So guys.
I feel like we've been off topic here.
It's all right. You know, it's okay. It's fine. We're doing fine.
Not the busiest week in news, so.
Well, it's been actually a pretty decent week in news.
Between you and me, we've got like 7 topics.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about, but game-wise, I think the only person really playing anything of note this week has been Ryan.
Yep.
Bull, I played some been old playing. Stuff.
No, I was playing some stuff. Not yeah.
What have you been playing, Ryan?
Stuff that probably shouldn't even be mentioned.
I have so many, questions about this. So.
Brink!
Brink.
Yeah, Brink. It's the new blue game. It's got a big blue box.
It has a very weirdly blue color. Yes. I don't understand.
And the menus look exactly like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh, like you're in really?
Yep.
Like it's like this white matrix room
yep.
that has
that's
folding
exactly what
panels.
It is.
Lots
yep.
of sterile colors. Yeah.
And there's floating crosses in the back.
So oh, like, great.
So it's got that
plus
whole
signs,
like
really.
Digital matrix thing going on.
Yep.
Great.
Okay, so you have your review written, and
yep.
we'll get it up on the site soon. I'll probably get it by tonight or tomorrow. Did you like it?
No. Not at all.
And as a connoisseur of shooters, you you kind of know. You got some credentials there.
Yeah, it's...
And I know you liked Medal of Honor, so, you know, you're not purely a Halo Call of Duty guy.
No, yeah. It was just like it's impossible to play.
Uh-huh.
The game is ridiculous. The AI in it is the most retarded thing since Lost Planet 2 train level. it's impossible to play online or offline. I don't know if other people are having more success playing online, but I tried about 6 or 7 matches and it's unplayable because you would walk and then you would be back where you just started walking and then it would be about 50 feet forward from where you started walking. Yeah.
Lots
every
of
single
the,
match.
Lots of the jumping man syndrome.
Yep.
You see the other guy and then he is like in a totally different space.
Yep.
Like 1 second he flits from one location to the other.
There's like a versus mode to it too, right?
The verse, no, that is also, here's how bad this game is. The game is the campaign,
yeah.
But the campaign is also the multiplayer,
yeah.
Which is, it's all just one thing.
It's
8v8, every single map, no matter what you do, it's 8v8. If you have bots in there, you have bots. If you have human controlled people, you have human controlled people.
Is it exclusive?
What do you mean exclusive?
Like, if you don't get into a game with other people, what, does it then just default to straight up only bots?
I believe so.
Like 4 and 4?
I believe so. I was playing a campaign with like 4 people that joined my room.
Okay.
And so it's drop in and drop out, I believe. But it's hard to tell because the interface is retarded and it's just not fun to play. I don't know where to just go with this.
So class-based shooter, right?
Yeah, you get 4 classes. You get your soldier, your engineer, your one of them's like an
operative.
Operative, yeah, that's the one
medic.
I didn't use because they seem stupid.
Everybody has specific abilities and
buffs. The soldier, they get a great special ability. They get to give out ammo to teammates.
That's great.
Yep.
Don't they
but
get more powerful
that's the
grenades
only way.
Too?
No, they get Molotov cocktails, which are even least powerful or less powerful than regular grenades.
Right.
So
I hear the grenades are pretty weak too. Like
yeah.
they don't do any damage.
The only thing it does is make the AI go, "Oh, what's that?"
and just scatter.
yep. So around. Like, if there's a bunch of people running at you, you can throw a grenade, and it's more or less just like a device clearing thing.
Okay.
But the AI also, like, first of all, if they're on your team, they're absolutely horrible. If they're on the other team, they have God syndrome.
Really?
Yeah. It's well, sometimes. Sometimes they're looking the other way and don't know what they're doing. But if they see you and they shoot you, you're dead.
I hear it's pretty, like, it's pretty dogpile-ish. It's not like Call of Duty hero moments where you're, like, one, if you're, like, really twitchy, skillful, good play, you can take down, like, 3 guys in quick succession with headshots and knifing. It's
no,
like, that doesn't
do that.
Happen here because
no.
there's no headshots, there's no instant kills.
In this game...
It's just like brute force.
It's more Halo-ish where they've got a shield, you got to take down their armor, and then they go down. And if there's a medic right behind them, they go right back up.
Huh.
So,
with full shield?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
great.
Well, maybe like half. But So you basically have to take the medic out first, or else you're just wasting your ammo.
Huh.
And it's really hard to tell because you can't tell who's a medic, who's a soldier on the other team.
Mm-hmm.
They all just look... Everybody looks different, but you have no idea what anyone is. And there's three...
Everybody can use every gun, too, which is kind of cool.
No,
right?
Not quite.
No?
There's light class, medium class, and heavy class.
Huh.
Light class has extra wall jumping abilities and, like extra more of the parkour, which is... That game is about parkour, basically. You're mm-hmm. running and jumping, and it's called the smart system. Something movement across random terrain, smooth movement across random terrain. And it
could pull there, Ryan. That's good. Yeah.
Nope, that sounds exactly right.
Yeah. And so you just hold this button and you go off, and you anything you run into, unless it's a really tall wall, you just keep going. But it actually gets in the way sometimes, because there's been like moments where I'm trying to just go forward and there's something to my right that I didn't realize, and it like takes a second for you to climb up, and then you're on top of this thing.
Is there a cover?
No.
Huh.
You can hit B and you'll duck.
Okay.
So, and you can still kind of like your head pops out, but they can't shoot you.
Right.
So, but you can't shoot them either. And the thing about this game is just it's so repetitive. There's just every mission, there's three, or every level, there's about three or four different things you have to do. And like the first thing you have to do in the very first level is blow up a door.
Uh-huh.
The only way you can blow up a door is with a soldier.
Uh-huh.
So you get your soldier, you blow up the door. The next thing you have to do is go hack a computer.
Uh-huh.
So you get up to the computer. You're like, yeah, I got here. All right. Now what? And you can't hack the computer because you're
uh-huh.
a soldier.
Uh-huh.
So
is there a hot swap class change?
You have to be back at the beginning of the level or any of the command posts that you recapture that you can switch in.
Why would you build a game like this?
I feel like this is the crux of this of Ryan's claim of why this game is bad. It's just like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you make it like that?
Yes.
Like, why does that seem okay?
And that's the whole game. That's all of it.
The whole premise of the game is like, why would you do it this way? Why?
Like you were saying.
Why would you even call it Brink?
Single player can get populated with online people.
Yes. Well, you can X that out.
There's challenge matches, right?
You can say, I just want bots, which uh-huh. it's... If you want a non laggy room,
you're choosing your poison at this point.
It isn't the lesser of two evils. It's just all evil.
This is all bad.
Is there there's a challenge mode, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just the same thing. I haven't played it, but compared to what this game's given me so far, and I've already beat the thing except for like three levels on the second campaign.
Uh-huh.
But so far, it's given me nothing to think otherwise than it's going to be go here with this class, do this with this class, go here with this class. That's the entire game.
I hear it takes about an hour.
That's about how long it took me to beat the half. Well, the campaign is split up into two sides. You're either the revolution or the resistance, one of the two, and the security.
Uh-huh.
And I beat the revolution side. You can pick, and it's stupid because the campaign, you can play any mission right off the go. That's how bad this game is set up.
You could just play the end of the game
right
away.
You could play, very last level if you wanted.
Why would you do that?
There is no story to this.
Okay, so that was going to be my question, is like, how good is the story, Ryan? What is going on in Brink? I understand there's some sort of bizarre happening.
You're on a floating city called the Ark, and you're either trying to protect it or you're trying to take over that. And that's it.
Everybody knows parkour.
Like,
you think about that,
history of this Earth, floating island is built around parkour, right?
Like, yep.
That's how they made it.
That's how they got up there, actually.
It's actually France.
You had to parkour attached to the city.
From the Europe.
They
and,
just lifted themselves up.
That's where all the parkour athletes are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I don't know what the name is called. Why is it called Brink?
Well, because they're on the brink of something.
Civil unrest.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. It's a terrible name.
It's horrible. Like,
so basically,
I was really excited for this game. I was like, sweet online shoot 'em up that like you can jump stuff and but
the pitch line of this game is, why would you do that?
You got my platformer in my shooter. That sounds kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
No.
No.
There's not even platform. Like,
I don't like shooters.
The
in my
levels,
platformers.
Like. I don't even see myself using the parkour that much.
That's what I've heard too.
Like,
as opposed to,
it's more like, hey, there's a hallway. Let's walk down the hallway.
Mm-hmm. And the choke points are so atrocious that it's like, why even bother?
I haven't been the light class where you can jump up, and supposedly I think there's like different ways to get around the level. But
I've also heard that the levels are just so big that it's just sort of like a mindless hold down the smart button until you get to the action.
And then the godlike AI on the other team shoots you right away, and you're like, fuck, I have to go back.
Exactly.
So there's no forward spawn point. Like, there's no tactician. There's no grenade that lets you spawn early. There's no capturing like spawn points or anything like that. It's just like, all right, now
each section of the mission has a different spawn spot. And I had the unfortunate of running into the other team spawn.
Spawn fuck.
Fuck spawn.
Spawn fuck.
No, that was in the 90s.
And
Wizard magazine did this feature on fuck spawn.
Fuck spawn. Did Seth MacFarlane make that?
Seth MacFarlane made spawn fuck.
Yeah.
Or
Todd, one of the two.
He was in.
That was a joint effort.
Yeah, the Mark McFarlane bros. One slightly
McFarlane
more
and McFarlane.
Success, yeah.
Incorporated.
Yeah. McFarlane, McFarlane, and fuck.
Perfect.
I think they could have made a better game.
No, it would be better. Fucking McFarlane, Farlane.
Oh, man. Oh, it's all coming together.
Like, fuck Lennon.
It's all coming together. Todd McFarlane made Spawn.
Uh-huh. Oh, now you're getting it?
Damn it, it's tilt. Yeah. Christ, it's just ruining my ability to catch up with plot in jokes.
Oh, well, you could have as much tilt as you want. You get the plot in Brink.
Great. And then I will be all over the place.
Yeah, so biggest disappointment of the year so far, for sure.
So you're telling me it's worth $60.
So you're saying.
No. I would say maybe rent it for an hour. Yeah. If you could get that deal, like a dollar
rental. Redbox.
Yeah. When Redbox hits in June.
Is it worth a $2 rental?
Is it worth the $2?
$2, okay.
Does it depend on how
I got the game for the and experience. I was excited at first.
Does it depend on how far the Redbox is from your house?
How much gas am I spending?
You got a Mickey D's right around the corner.
At this
dude.
Point, it's turning into $4.
I already had Mickey D's. I may as well just hurt myself some more.
I already made bad decisions today.
Oh my gosh.
So is that how your day started out? Like, I'm going to buy Brink, and then the counterbalance is I'm going to buy Tilt.
Well, I bought Brink yesterday.
Okay.
And so I was excited.
Since then, it's just been a train.
I was excited for about an hour, and then I had to go to work.
Uh-huh.
And then I came home from work. Like, I played it for about an hour. I was still good. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go home and play some more Brink. And then I kept playing, and I kept playing, and it was all the same thing over and over. No story mode. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
So, there's my rant on Brink, and why not to get it?
Hey, sounds well supported. You know, I'm looking forward to read the review. But yes, I've been catching up on a lot of reviews for Brink. Yesterday, I read two of them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, and
I am no longer going to just go buy a game based on how cool the box looks.
Tell you,
dude. It is a pretty cool looking box. I like that blue too.
Yeah,
do you get that like
I do.
Sky blue, semi turquoise?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Portal blue.
Yeah, I could see having a room painted that color.
Nah,
but I could
see having a hoodie that color.
Yeah, sure.
Only if you had some stuff you could climb up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And some vents. Only
if, yeah,
if I make
like
it a very large park.
Really room. Long jaws.
Yeah.
The other thing cool about this game, the other one thing, that's is cool. The
turning
customization of your character.
Can you be a chick?
No.
Not interested.
No, there are no women on the island.
No, that's...
I
are there any women in the game?
Are there?
No.
They didn't even model. See,
perfect.
The day that the
that's
day
why
that
this
the
is all
Brink
going to
trailer
shit.
Came out, I was like, "So you can't be a chick? This is just totally
see,
self-contained
another...
island of like water world
esque fly dudes up every now and then. Chicks up.
No, like, they parkour up.
Yeah, exactly.
Women can't parkour.
It's a series
that's why
of
they
ladders.
That's exactly it. No, have you ever seen a woman parkour?
His boobs get in the way.
No, exactly.
They don't have the yeah.
There's the
they're
explanation.
Not, they're
okay.
Not built for rolling and tumbling.
There's no explanation, though. That's the thing. Like, I was like, they create this backstory for it where they're like, oh, you know, it's this last holeout for mankind, which is going to, like, you know, the only natural resources that are left around this island, and it's all self-contained.
No,
it's
never
separated.
Say that anywhere in the game whatsoever.
And
all the women
how come
left,
there's no women?
So
where are they going to go?
They all left. Just They all just jumped off and hoped for better times wherever they land.
Sharks.
Exactly. I think the women are actually the smart ones. Probably. Not being up there fighting over a floating pillar.
Right, exactly. Sounds great.
Well, John, what did you play that you're so proud of?
I played Valkyria Chronicles.
Yes.
Played that for a couple hours.
Good.
It's pretty good.
The game's really good.
Yeah, I like it.
I think I played that before.
Like I was telling...
I doubt it.
Yeah, you don't
I
have
I had it for the DS, I think.
No.
Yeah, no. PSP, Valkyria PSP. Chronicles 2, but that came out like 3 months
maybe
ago.
Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, that didn't come out too long ago.
Chrono Trigger, maybe that's what I'm
there
saying.
There we go.
Whoa, that's completely different. That was crazy. Yeah, that tilt's messing us all up.
Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, I was telling you before, though, like, I was probably in the wrong mindset to be appreciating that game because I was just like, at that point, I took Mortal Kombat out of my PS3 and I said, I'm done.
Yeah, I heard that you had been playing that and you no longer wanted to play it.
Did all the stuff that I wanted to do in that game. And since PSN is still not working, I'm done.
You're done. Done.
Just done. I will play that.
You should get it for 360.
I will pay that. Nope.
Yes.
I don't
a new controller.
I like my thumbs in the shape they're in. Right
I hear
now.
The new controller's good.
I hear it is too, and I kind of want to get that, but it's also like stupid expensive.
$60.
Yeah, exactly. It's like not
two games.
I own three controllers.
Oh yeah, here's another thing that Brink pissed me off. I guess my controller is so sensitive that it's barely touching the up button or the up stick.
Uh-huh.
So every time I'm in the menu, it's going.
It could just and is it an old controller? Like it's getting the ghost walk in
year,
it.
Just be a controller. It's like a year old. But
I feel like
none
Call
of the other
Duty
games do
tends
that.
To wreck your controllers pretty good. Like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
That but constantly clicking
it does
because
you're
stick.
Constantly like clicking the stick and pushing and, forward. Yep. There's a lot of leverage. I've seen that happen on like PS3 controllers.
But you're too. Saying it's hypersensitive in that game specifically.
Yes, extremely sensitive.
If they can build a controller that will not wear down as fast.
Oh, they can, John. But then why would you buy a new controller?
Exactly. Exactly.
Same thing.
That is a very fine point.
How Apple came out like 2 years ago and they're like, yeah, we totally know that we build our products to have a dead battery within 2 years. So what are you going to do about it?
You're going to buy another one.
You're not going to have an iPhone? Try it. I dare you. I'm Steve Jobs, bitch.
I make shit you want. But so Valkyria Chronicles, like it's a completely different mindset. Like I said, going through all those 300 challenges that I went through, like I was in this mindset of like just do it,
action.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. They're all small little bite-sized things. And then when Valkyria Chronicles comes along and it's a strategy RPG-esque game and I'm just like slow moving, I'm like, talkie, no more talkie.
What am I doing?
Come on, come on,
Did
come
you
on.
Get to the worst part of the game? The
tank?
No, wait, what? The Edelweiss?
Yeah.
No, the tank's awesome.
Yeah, the tank's fine.
No, the pig.
No, I haven't gotten to the
pig. That's when, like, the...
I haven't gotten to the pig yet.
The Valkyria Chronicles has a very, very good, like, for it being a Japanese RPG...
It's very Japanese.
About war. Like, yeah. It's really good, because it's like, wow, these characters are actually, like, interesting, and they're not just your stereotypical anime...
I hope so,
because
right now, they're... Reading a little bit.
No, they don't know. They're really good. They are very, very strong characters.
Okay.
The problem comes in the point where they're like, we found this pig. Now it's going to be our mascot for our infantry unit. Yay!
That's a bad idea.
And then the pig is always like coming up for comic relief. And it's like, oink, I'm a pig. And you're like,
yeah, it's Japanese.
Japan.
Is there three little bubbles that go, boop, boop, boop?
Yeah, lots of three dots. And like big tears come out of its eyes and it has a nosebleed all the time. It sees like girls.
Those little
top
stress
off.
Veins.
Yeah, it gets the scrunchy little angry face.
Does it get that blonde spiky hair?
Occasionally when it gets super pissed off, it turns blonde spiky hair.
Yep, perfect. That's exactly what I wanted of this pig.
Then what's wrong with the pig? Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Dude, there's the beginning part where they get in the tank, like after the battle, it's like so and so had the baby. Inside the tank, and so all I can think is like there's blood everywhere in there.
Open up
the hatch. Smelly in here.
Just get the pressure washer, just blow it out of the water.
Anything else besides Valkyria Chronicles?
Played a little bit of Left 4 Dead today, and I also just before we started this, I finished the Angry Birds Rio.
Right.
Telling you it is better than the Angry Birds season.
Sweet. Ryan, awesome. You feel like you're like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it is
Angry Birds. Yeah,
word.
Download Angry Birds Rio. It's good.
I've played Angry Birds and I feel like I've had enough.
No, not yet.
You don't even know,
you
man.
You do not even know.
Do they have new birds to shoot?
One. It's like just one. Just like one, and you don't get it until the end of the game. But they've got like four more expansions they're coming out with every month from here on out. So
if there's not new birds, I'm not getting it.
Well, there is one new bird. One.
One's not enough. One.
Okay, so what it does.
Is it free?
What? It is for Android, but for iPhone, it may not be. Because the difference here, and now this might be worth paying for, because I'm starting to realize why the difference is. For Android, all the Angry Birds stuff is supported through advertising that's in the top right corner, which is aggravating because A, it...
Can you buy Angry Birds?
No, you can't.
To be ad-free?
Not on Android.
There's no ad-free. There's no... I'm fairly certain there's like an Angry Birds Deluxe or something.
Yeah, there always is.
but anyway, so the ads... are slightly, they kind of obscure your view sometimes, which is aggravating. And then the other part of it is the ads also slow down the performance of Angry Birds, which
bummer.
Which the makes performance. Me,
what is the frame rate at on Angry Birds?
You don't understand what I'm talking about until it's like, because I'm in that mode a lot of the times where it's like, yep, I screwed up, so let's restart the level, let's go in, I just want to start shooting my bird. It just bogs. It just slows down.
That's just your phone, man.
It definitely could also be my Android
one. You delete your cache?
Because I have done everything to try to... This is also like a two-year-old phone. So...
Android.
Wow.
1.0.
Well, your Droid 2 is probably a lot faster than mine is because it's just not built to handle the new updates to whatever. I'm done talking.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
I played Torchlight.
Yeah, you sent me that request for it. Yeah, Xbox.
Yep. Did you send me shit on Xbox?
I sent you.
Dude, I haven't sent you something. Today was the first day I turned on my Xbox in like a month.
Torchlight's awesome.
Which is insane considering you would think I'd be playing it more since PSN is down, but it's not what's happening. I'm just turning
so
you
like Torchlight?
Yeah.
So the question I was going to ask is with rain, do you operate with a cursor or is it character action?
Character action.
Okay, yes. So what do you do with range weapons? Is there auto targeting or something?
You just hold the button down and it shoots.
Yep.
Okay.
And you just point it in the right. It's kind of like a dual stick shooter.
Okay.
It's
weird.
So
it's not the most accurate.
It's got some kind of auto aim thing going. So
yeah, it does a little auto aim.
It's
you're
it's
facing
easy.
This way, dudes
really
are sort of in that direction.
But my guy. He's a dual wielding guy. He's got a pistol and a sword.
Uh-huh.
So the sword is like the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And the pistol does some good damage. So you just, and it also steals like 90 health per hit. So I just go charging in there and holding the X button. Everything dies. And I.
How long have you been playing it?
I've probably got 20, 30 hours in it.
Are you playing on hardcore?
No.
What level of difficulty are you on?
Just normal, whatever.
Okay. So raging easy.
Is that raging easy?
The game has the worst difficulty curve ever. Like,
no wonder I've had so much fun.
Normal
it.
is yeah. like you don't ever die, and easy. I don't think it's possible to die.
Well, I beat the game. I've got all the achievements now, and I'm level like 47 or something.
Wow.
And I'm starting to play like people that are like five levels ahead of me now. Because there's a never-ending dungeon after you beat the game.
Okay.
And every level of the dungeon, the guys go up one level too. Huh. So you don't level up quite that often. You do like one level every two levels of the dungeon, and they get one level every dungeon. So it's fun Diablo shooter or Diablo
Esque.
Looter.
Yeah,
it is. Shoot. It is Diablo.
Okay,
with a pet.
Did
you play much of it when you downloaded it for Steam?
I played up into the first boss fight when you fight the possessed guy.
Yeah.
I played like a dungeon after that. And then I was like, I want a mouse.
I want a mouse?
And then I stopped playing
it. Oh, that
would
make sense.
And now I have a mouse. And then I'm like, anytime, I just don't have that.
Just didn't do it yet.
Yeah. I played it with the mouse and I'm like, this is
really
great.
Really well for 360.
Yeah. I can't. Do you walk over the loot and pick it up?
Yeah.
You walk over it and then it'll highlight you.
Because when you play it on the PC,
automatically gets picked up.
It is Diablo. Like it is.
Yeah.
It is like you click on stuff. You
click
manage
here,
your inventory.
You go here. You click here. You go here.
Click on guy until he blows up. Like it. It is Diablo. So thinking about it on a console, it's like, okay,
no, it's
it's
Baldur's Gate.
I can see how it works.
No, it's Baldur's Gate.
That's just weird.
No,
that's
it's Diablo.
Okay, no, okay, okay. So it's a dungeon crawler.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how Baldur's Gate on PlayStation has
never
just
played
been...
it on PlayStation? What the fuck is
wrong with you? But Baldur's you Gate Baldur's had Gate like six characters.
PC?
Baldur's Gate on PC.
I played it on PC.
Baldur's Gate?
Yeah.
Okay, Gauntlet.
Okay, I played Gauntlet.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of looting in Gauntlet.
Okay. Gauntlet plus loot. It's just a lot of running.
I can
up to
see how it is.
A lot of
it just
up
is
to
like
shit
it's like
shit.
It doesn't sound as good to me.
That's
no,
what it is.
Yeah. It worked like I didn't even realize that it was made for a PC.
Okay.
Like it works.
Like
so
I see
well.
Deathspank. I'm like, that
yeah,
works
so
fine.
Sort of like that too.
It works
but
fine.
Not as stupid.
Well, I'm just talking mechanically. Like yes, it's
was
fine.
Deathspank a Diablo-esque
yeah.
type thing.
Yep. Yep.
Was it?
Yep. Not so much dungeons though. A little bit more open area.
Yeah, it's not like you're going through like a really secluded path. It's just like one area streaming into the next.
No.
Yeah.
This game was very justifiable. Like probably my favorite downloadable game.
What I've was ever downloaded. What was the price on it?
It was 1,200 points, so $15.
$15. Yeah. Okay.
And I would hope they bring the. I know they're making another one. I don't know if it's coming to Xbox or not.
It is.
But it is.
Yeah.
So. You know what I want to sort of play? Magicka.
Yeah. It looks alright.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It looks cool, but then I feel like that'd be one of those games where like so like just I just burn through all the combinations right away and like okay.
Yeah, it's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah. I want an app. I want a Magicka app that's
Magicka
like
app.
What
just
is,
click
what
this
is
click this.
Magicka is this weird like a European or Russian Diablo sort of top down shooter.
Gauntlet,
or top down yeah. It's that. But instead of like just clicking a button to do an attack, you have like seven different elements, and you can do like a gajillion D different combinations. So you combine like fire and lightning, and then you create like explosion, and you use explosion and you cast it, and it does that. And you
can
only
combine that with something else.
Yes,
Blue Wizard needs food back.
Yeah, you could combine like. Earth and light, and you make heal, or you combine like.
Are these
like,
just random creations, or does it tell you like
it? There mm-hmm. are spell books that will give you creations for it, and then some is just trial and error stuff too, and then some things are like, there is parody. So you're like, I'm gonna do a earth wall. Well, I can make an ice wall. I can do a fire wall. I can do a fire bolt. I can do a lightning bolt. I can do ice bolt. Like things like that.
Okay.
But it's all based on like combining these seven different orbs of elements, and like you can combine one, and then you combine something
so
on top
like
of the combination.
Captain Planet and Diablo.
Word. Yeah.
Is there heart?
But there, that's coming in a patch. It's coming in a patch.
Magicka 2.
Magicka 2. Let there be heart. No, the patch is actually. You get like Vietnam, like you're in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Flamethrower, and you get like airstrike and napalm.
It's just, like magic.
It's like, sure. Yeah, that's a it's Russian a ass game.
Fine. All right.
They're really doing that.
It's yeah. for real.
I really thought you were
I believe
joking.
No.
Right
no
I'm fairly certain I posted it.
Dead serious. Magic
oh,
of Vietnam.
Yeah. So I played the demo for Red Faction
oh,
Armageddon.
Yeah. How's that?
Oh, is that
awesome?
Out?
Yeah.
Except for the voice acting, it is awesome.
No Steve Bloom or no.
For what did you play it on?
I played it for Xbox.
Blue, oh, I guess you have
I know,
to.
Right?
Well,
like, PSN
is
I
down.
Downloaded it on the Xbox through their service that is active.
Griff back
right now.
PSN to get access to it.
Yeah. I plugged my.
You think anyone's done that?
What?
Just
hacked the PlayStation Network
just
to play.
Just have access.
I'm still paying for everything. It's not illegal, assholes. I just no. There's.
I'm not trying to break your shit. I just want it.
Their servers are down. So they're shut off, so you wouldn't be able to hack your way in. They're.
What if somebody hacked the on button?
If by hack you mean like
break
in and turn the server on,
just broke in there with a gun and was
maybe.
Like, I'm turning this on because I need my PSN. You I'll don't pay- understand yeah. what you're doing to me right now.
But yeah, I played Red Faction Armageddon on the Xbox 360, and that game is totally different from Red Faction Guerrilla. And I like Red Faction Guerrilla.
Oh, so it's a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing, but also, yes and no. So Red
well,
Faction Guerrilla,
from what I've seen, it looks a lot like Red Faction.
The little slice that you play, it's all in sort of like So the dudes that made
what
this game,
what do the Martians look like?
Must really love Total Recall, because it's like you're walking through this market district that is like, it is like that underground area in Total Recall. Not quite to the extent of Comic Jumper, where you have direct references to it, where the guy's like, got five kids, and his name is Benny. But it's still good.
Awesome.
So your character is like a descendant of Alex Mason.
Yeah, everybody's a descendant of a Mason.
Yeah, you...
everybody.
Mason's the only name that exists
from
on
the,
Mars.
From
point.
The few things I could gather, you unleashed some threat of monsters, aliens, and there's some evil dude who's like controlling the monsters. And then there's the Red Faction army that you're going against, and then the colonists that think you're responsible for it. And you have a robot named Sam that's attached to your wrist that talks to you. It's pretty cool.
So if the Masons only had boys throughout all of history, eventually, wouldn't Mars just be colonized by all Masons?
The Freemasons.
I mean, maybe, but there's still other people there.
We're the Resistance. Yeah, we're not Mason.
Yeah. Well, they could just be very inbred.
I just would explain
the controls are a lot better. There's a good snap to targeting. There's no hammer. There's no hammer, but there's no hammer.
There's no axe. There's no club.
Ostrich.
There's no ostrich.
There's Mr. Toots though. Have you seen the video I put up, Mr.
No.
Toots? If a million people download the demo for Red Faction, they'll unlock Mr. Toots, which is a My Little Pony that you hold and shoot, and it shoots rainbows out of its ass. And
everybody needs to be downloading this. Wait, does it count if I don't download it and then delete it and then download it again?
It's probably a download per account.
A million people have to download it.
How do you create that content and not just have it in there?
It's going to be like the ostrich hammer.
Because then you're going to have to buy it if you want it.
No, it'll just be like a million salvage bucks to do it.
Yeah, dude, there was no
But the biggest difference between Red Faction Guerrilla and Red Faction Armageddon that I can tell is it's a lot more shootery. It's a lot more confined area combat versus open world combat, which I'm guessing will open up later. But the section that I played, like, it's built so that you are working in a little bit tighter spaces. You're not kind of just like running into giant buildings and smash, and like you do your suicide bomber of like throwing a million mines on your truck, drive your truck in, jump out of the truck, and then blow your truck up and blow the entire building up. It's a little bit more surgical,
it's
a little bit more confined.
That, Guerrilla was for me.
Yeah.
Just get the biggest truck I can get, drive it into a building, blow some shit up, and get some people out and call it good.
The aliens are kind of lame. Like, they're...
Oh, are the aliens in the demo?
There are aliens in the demo.
I just remember Red Faction being just people versus people.
Red Faction, the first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Red Faction Guerrilla changed that a lot, and now this one is kind of going...
Was Red Faction Guerrilla a first-person shooter?
No, third-person.
Oh, it was third-person.
Yeah, but this is awesome. Like, the geomod, like, the destroying the environment that they did in Red Faction 2 is totally cool. Like, you drive your truck into the building, and then you're in the building. Or you use your hammer and smash your way out of the building and blow it up. I love that part.
Does it have that new weapon that lets you pick up, like, shoot at a point, and then you can shoot at another point, and it draws that
stuff
to that second
level? The demo is just a chunk of the single-player game. It's not, like, the challenge mode.
Sure.
So you get a handful of weapons. You get your, like, assault rifle. You get a grenade lobber. It's like a detonator thing, just lobs explosives. And then you get the two totally awesome guns. You get your magnet gun, which is the one you're talking about, John. Mm-hmm. You shoot your magnet point on one area, and then you shoot your connector point on the other area, and it just sucks those two together. So that replaces your hammer. That is like your go-to unlimited ammo weapon that you have on you all the time. So you're like, I'm going to shoot this alien, and then I'm going to shoot this stalactite, and they meet in the middle and crush each other and then fall down this pit.
So it will rip one thing apart and rip the other thing apart, and they will
and move them.
So if it's a wall?
The first thing is the location that it goes to, and the second thing is what pulls it. I don't know.
I was going to say, one stands still from what I understood.
Yeah, there's...
But so
there
essentially,
are some movement
you
on
could
both
rip
sides.
An entire wall off and kill somebody with it.
Yeah, like, and it's pretty much...
That person's head
needs to meet this wall intimately.
Right. Yeah. So, so it doesn't matter the physics behind anything. It's the first person shoot.
It is. It, from what I could tell, the aliens
are still very involved. They're just very far-fetched.
It could be like a screen door that hits the alien and they'll still die.
Well, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter.
You don't know how heavy Martian screen doors are. Exactly. So
what if there was like, if you were anchoring to a marshmallow and you were like...
It's not metal.
Oh, it has to be metal?
It has to be of some sort of alloy. The aliens probably have some sort of metal in their body.
An aluminum can on the floor.
They all have metal plates surrounding the insides.
And then the final, or the other gun, the second one you get is, or the third one is by far the best gun in the entire game. No, the fucking singularity gun.
Oh,
you shoot black holes.
Black holes.
Yes. Yeah. You shoot a dude with it, and then
they just turn inside out.
No, it sucks everything into it, and then it explodes everything out of it.
Man, because in Gorilla, it was just a grenade.
It was a grenade, and the grenade was awesome.
This grenade was awesome.
No, but the difference is not between... The reason why this singularity thing is so good is because with Geomod, it tears apart the environment.
Yeah,
so you're ripping down buildings and... Yeah.
To see how impressive their...
So the way that they
what
get...
What did they call... Was it just Geomod? Was there...
Geography modification.
Yeah.
So one would think, like, the reason why this was okay in Red Faction, Gorilla, is if you have a big, flat, open area, and if you break down house, there's no objective that's, like, on a hill above the house. So you're like, oh, great, now I can't get up this hill because I broke down the hill. In this, since you're in tighter locations, you're going to be traversing a level... that is multi-layered and multi-storied. So if you blow up your stairs or your catwalk or something like that that crosses a space, now they give you this thing called your like nano tool or something like that. I forget what it is. But our new Mason guy just puts out his arm, shoots blue particles, and it rebuilds the entire level.
Yeah,
as
so
you're walking
forward.
it was like the
multiplayer gun, the reconstructor.
Yeah, it is the reconstructor gun, but it's on you all the time, and it's
really
the best
cool.
thing in the entire game to
it's
just
really
just like blow it up and remake it. Blow it up, remake. Blow
like,
it up, remake.
People are destroying my cover, so I just like rebuild it.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it's like you run across a bridge and guys are following you. You shoot out the bridge, they fall down, and then you just remake
the bridge
and walk across.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And that's an infinite ammo thing, too.
As far as I can tell, infinite ammo.
Sweet.
Yep.
Really, really cool.
And it has abilities that you can upgrade, skills, stuff like that, like a total salvage upgrade mechanic.
So does it seem as horror-filled as the trailers have been?
No.
No?
I
feel like, from what I've seen of it, it's like, yeah, that seemed like a big showpiece and not so much a...
It
thing.
I would say take the horror aspect, take it as the environment has changed.
Say the horror aspect.
The horror aspect is totally
Red Light District.
Balls.
Ball run.
Balls run. No. Take the horror aspect in terms of it's tighter environments, darker lighting, there are aliens, there's more of a like mysterious sort of side to the game instead of the like above ground just GTA on the moon with evil corporations.
GTA on the moon,
you want a summary of Red Faction Gorilla? It's GTA on the moon.
Was it
Mars.
open world
was
it?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe I never played this game.
It's really good.
You should play it. It's probably
I should probably go trade in Brink for
$20. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're making money.
Exactly. At that point.
That's
a game that is worth $60 as opposed to a game that is not.
Yes.
I think that's all I got. I played some Dead Rising 2 online multiplayer.
Yeah.
TIR. That's cool.
Yeah.
Not that cool, though. But cool.
Yeah. Cool enough to make mention of.
Yeah.
I played it.
Yeah, I'll play it, guys. So that's it for games we've been playing. Take a break here. Come back in a moment and see if there's any emails and talk about the news that's happening.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Check the email. No email. Boss Barrel Radio.
Except for that one guy that wants us to be part of his stuff.
His scam. BBR@bossbarrel.com is the email address. You can send us a message on Facebook or leave a post on the website. Ask us a question. If you want to talk about how Ryan is totally unjustified in his hatred for Brink. Bring it.
Yeah, yeah, please. I would love to debate this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Let's talk about news.
Yes, let's.
Yes, let's. So a few things, a few announcements. We've got IO Interactive revealing Hitman Absolution. We also have not Absolution, much about that. It stars Agent 47 again. Conspiracy.
Is it going to have Tim?
Different.
I would be more interested if it did not star him.
What if it's his clone brother?
Is he going to have Timothy Oliphant? That's all I want to know.
Who is that? Did you watch the movie or something?
That's the movie. Yeah, that's the guy in the movie.
He's much better in Die Hard 4.
Yes. Did you know he and the guy from Transformers look like the same?
Optimus Prime?
Him and Optimus.
Which guy from Transformers?
The main army guy. Josh something. Josh
Duvall.
Duvall?
That was Duvall. Oh, yeah, sort of.
They look exactly alike.
Huh. Yeah. Kinda.
I've only seen him without hair.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
The Hitman.
Him. Dude, there's so many other people. Jason Statham would have been a much better Hitman.
No.
Yes.
No, Jason Statham is like too dirty and rugged to be a Hitman.
Too British.
But you need like a surgical guy.
He's the driver.
Right.
Like Vin Diesel?
Oh. Yes, John. Vin Diesel.
Bruce Willis.
No, I mean,
no.
Okay, yes, Bruce Willis is a very good hitman in movies, but he is not.
Bruce Willis is the guy that would like wrestle somebody to take him down, like a guy that wouldn't be afraid to throw a punch. Like the hitman guy would need to be a guy who's like
a little bit more.
Cool. I thought that. Did you see the movie?
Who would like use the
it's not a good movie.
It's decent.
Yeah,
like compared to as far as video game movies go, it was decent.
No. I disagree. I stand in opposition to that statement. I think it was.
I was kind of drunk when I saw it. I was like, yeah, kill him.
All right, fine. I saw the last 45 minutes of that movie and I was not impressed.
Oh, and I hate this series, really. So.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. I've never played any of the Hitman games.
Yeah, they're slow. It's
probably an abomination, but.
Other new games coming out: Assassin's Creed Revelations.
The sequel.
The sequel. No,
it's the sequel to the new one.
The sequel. Of the sequel of Assassin's Creed.
Which is...
It's actually Assassin's Creed 2.5.
And a half.
It's not actually Assassin's Creed 3.
No, okay. It's not. It's so, the sequel so to quick, Brotherhood.
It is Assassin's Creed 2.2.
They just really don't want to give away that ending. They're like...
They don't, which is driving me nuts.
It's because they don't know how to render garbage bag technology.
Not yet. They don't know.
They don't know how to do Desmond running through a city.
What city would they have him running through?
New York City.
That's more or less just a lot of they tall were buildings.
In Rome just before.
Yeah, it could be like
Venice,
Australia.
Yeah, I don't know. Australia,
Greece.
Yep, the city of Greece.
All of it.
And if you think about it, how are they going to make this new game? Because like modern, like police officers. I see a guy jumping
guns. Right.
So, yeah.
Everybody has batons. It's in Japan where there's no police force.
No, it's in Europe. London. It's in London.
Everybody has a billy club.
It's just a bunch of bobbies.
Yeah.
And the guy from Brink's in it.
Yep. Jason Statham is Desmond. I don't know, but Revelations is going to be about the last section of Ezio's journey. So have you had enough Ezio?
Yes.
So
first they were like, hey, here's this three-part game with this guy, Desmond, and...
here's this other three-part game inside the three-part game.
I mean, now I'm going to start drinking the Kool-Aid that you were drinking last year, Greg, which is just like...
You mean before they told you there was a single-player component to Assassin's Creed Brotherhood?
I am now very much done with this Ezio thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think Ezio is fine.
However.
Hey, Brotherhood was okay.
Brotherhood was good. So,
but.
I mean, they've got the good graces to say, like, let's do it again. Like, Ubisoft hasn't done you wrong yet.
Not yet, but I just.
Hey, did you get the iPhone one? Because that one sucked.
Well, obviously.
Shockingly, no.
I mean, it's just concerning because.
So, this is the thing that I find interesting about it is the quote that I posted here where they say. You can manipulate the construct of the Animus. Does that just mean like
now it's becoming big a words?
Is that just a fancy way of saying you play a video game, or is it like exactly. you go all Neo on the Matrix and you can like bend the Animus to your will?
But see, like that's not the point of being in the Animus. The point of being in the Animus is like memory. Reenact the things that really happened.
Yeah, but what if at the end of Assassin's Creed Revelations?
Now
it's all just a guy dreaming.
Lightning at
exactly, it's all just a guy dreaming.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Now Altair has a bazooka and shit.
What if at the end you and Ezio change places? Desmond goes back into his brain and Ezio comes into the press.
Now I would be Desmond I would be willing. Yes.
John, this Daniel the only Craig. Thing I was thinking about when I was writing or when I was reading this and writing the thing was like you asked, how old is Ezio? How old is Ezio now?
We did the math. He's like in his 40s in Brotherhood.
Yeah.
He's getting fucking
he's
old.
He's in his 40s in like the in the 1400s.
It's the Solid Snake issue where it's just like, this dude's getting fucking old.
But he
old.
Doesn't have a robot suit.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Ezio's going to be in the Animus.
No,
like it's gonna be a double Animus.
Do not.
What?
Yes.
Do not.
Ezio made the Animus. Yes, Leonardo da Vinci made the Animus.
Nope. It's first construct. Just using all opium. And a wooden computer.
Yeah, this is a helicopter called the Animus. You just smoke this and you fly, man. Let's go to the science.
You see a man called Desmond? Ignore him.
Yeah, so that's weird, and it's coming out at the end of this year. Sounds to me more of just like a patch.
A reason to put out another multiplayer game.
Sounds to me of just like a way to keep the name out
Assassin's
there.
Creed. Yeah, I mean, it seems like a stretch at this point. It's like, if this comes out and it's good, we cannot suffer another iteration of Assassin's Creed that does not have a numerical value to it that ends this series.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll end up going like Half-Life, or it's like
now, if this game comes out
Assassin's
and it's
Creed
good,
3, 12 years later.
If this game comes out and it's like actually good and we all like everybody likes it, we have no reason to doubt them ever again.
Well,
like,
no. I just worry. The more you start,
you won. Jade Raymond, you were already on top, but now you're winning even more.
The more it's just the more product that they put out, the more I worry about it being stretched thin.
I do agree, but I feel like after Brotherhood, where it was like, okay, this is good. It has its flaws, and what I really want is what you're not giving me,
right.
But it's still good, and I'm happy to play more of it. So
like, at this point, I just worry, like, because a lot of the drive is like, yes, okay, in Assassin's Creed 2, you really got me hooked. I really enjoyed this game far more playably, like, on a playing standard, I enjoyed this game a lot more than I enjoyed Assassin's Creed 1. And the story on top of that is really reeling me in. Brotherhood, I enjoy the gameplay a lot more, but now your story is starting to suffer. And if we're going to continue down that path, like in this one, the story's got to be better and the gameplay can maintain itself. Like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more Desmond.
That's the only thing I've ever wanted.
That more Desmond would be good.
More Desmond. I've got a fever, and the only thing I care is more ball runs.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, Desmond's ball runs.
Okay, so my other thing is like, what if they start doing like a what's the thing? Legacy of Kain Defiance, where Desmond is jumping between different past relatives. Like, you're getting this interweaving of information.
Revelations. I don't know. Maybe they're going to give something away.
Can we define the word revelations?
No. anyway.
Maybe we're going to find something out at the end of this one.
Hopefully. I doubt it.
It's all just teasers.
I don't know. I'll talk to you. I mean, I'm always off on my totally awesome way things should actually be. But they're way cooler than they actually should be, too. So, I'll tell you guys about this off-air about what would be totally crazy.
I think you and I have had many, many conversations about the
crazy... Like, how awesome would it be if in Halo Reach, George was actually Mr. Spartan?
Yes.
Or something like that. Like, yes. Master Chief is... There was no sixth Spartan, bro. It was all just a figment of their imagination.
Me and Griff have really good...
The sixth Spartan is the spirit of the Spartan.
Exactly. He's not really there.
Bayonetta floaty pens should make her turn naked.
Yes.
These are the things that me and Griff come up with.
This is, yeah.
This is why our Boss Barrel Radio logo looks as good as it does.
Exactly. Anyway, more news to talk about. Besides Assassin's Creed, we talked about price drop stuff last week.
Did we say the games are actually dropping price too?
We
mentioned there's like five or six times.
Yeah, no, we talked a lot about Wii Sports Resort or
yeah.
Wii Sports.
Oh yeah, and I had that big argument about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other news quickly here: Diablo 3 beta will be coming in quarter what three? Yeah, Q3 calendar year of this year. What also happened? Well, that's weird because the
finished game might arrive.
Yeah, right. Quarter three is July 1st, September something, according to Blizzard, which is weird. I would imagine if I were that company, what would come out with your BlizzCon tickets, a voucher to join the Diablo 3 beta?
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Yep.
That's weird. Because yeah. that's, I mean, is it only going to be an online Diablo, or is that going to be able to be played single player? Like,
I'm sure there'll be a single player campaign.
Yeah, I would imagine there would be. I mean, just
because say Diablo will be available.
No, is the beta
year's end?
Is the beta a multiplayer beta or just like a single player? Just because it's a beta doesn't
probably
mean it's
probably multiplayer.
Yeah.
Since that's their track record for what they did with StarCraft, and why would you do balance testing in a single player game?
Yeah.
That's what a beta is, right?
Right.
But that are we have all the classes then? Is that?
But I mean beta.
Yeah. Which
Hunter? Necromancer, Witch Hunter.
No, it's not Necromancer. No, it's Witch Doctor, Wizard.
Oh, is it Witch Doctor?
Is that the Sorcerer?
Yeah, Sork.
There's.
What about Sorceress?
Demon Hunter.
Yep, Demon Hunter.
Can you be a girl in all of them?
Berserker.
Yeah, you can be girl versions of all of them. Druid, berserker,
there's
your like big beefy man class.
Warrior,
paladin,
is berserker and warrior?
Paladin.
Are they one of them?
Oh, and monk. That's it.
Monk, yeah, monk. Yep.
Berserker is your two-handed melee guy.
What's your warrior guy?
I don't think
berserker.
There's, like,
I think berserker is warrior.
Yeah, that's your melee guy.
Yeah, that's your
monk. Monk could kind of be your melee guy too.
Is there no ranger or rogue?
I always loved
demon hunter.
In Diablo 2, wasn't the monk like? No weapons guy?
No monk in Diablo 2.
No.
I think there was a patch. There was a patch for...
I'm shaking my head.
100%. 100% positive.
No. Right. No monk. We'll it's new. I'm fairly certain.
I'm going to look that up later, but...
All right. There was assassin.
Oh.
There's something in Diablo 2 where it's like no weapons. Like a puncher. Like, really? Why would you want that?
Huh. PlayStation Network is still down. Latest press release.
If nope, just notice, came up.
Didn't
just
came
up.
Out.
Down.
Not out last week. Their press release was like, sorry, we messed up, guys.
What I was telling you this later is like, I don't want to see anything on the PlayStation blog until it's back up.
Which, I don't know if you read that post on Monday, which is why you said that, which is their post was like, hey,
it's just another thing. That's
it was
like
two sentences.
I'm so sorry.
It's like,
hey, still not up.
Still not up, guys. There's a lot
it's going to be a few more days.
Like we said.
Fuck.
We're sorry.
Exactly. It's just a whole big, like, I'm so sorry. It'll be up in a few days.
We just found another word.
And then 2 days later, I apologize deeply. It will be another few days. And it's like, I don't care anymore. Just tell me when it's up.
Hunter and I have a bet. He bets it will be up before next Wednesday.
Really? Don't worry. You're going to have it up.
I believe it will be up after next Tuesday.
Wednesday, Thursday?
No. My bet is if it hits on... Wednesday,
or
then I
you
win
Tuesday.
If
or
he
earlier.
Is Tuesday or earlier, he
what
wins.
Is the bet?
75 push-ups.
Oh.
75 push-ups.
Yep.
Jesus.
All at once?
Consecutively?
All at once.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can do like 15 or 20.
It'll be tough.
My bet is Hunter can do those easier than you can.
Maybe. We'll see.
There's no getting up until you do them.
Yeah. No video games until you finish your push-ups.
Because, I mean, even when I was in the Army, 50 push-ups was a feat.
Really?
Well, in a minute and a half.
Oh, you're...
Yeah, I mean, you got a time frame
it's
on
still
it,
a
so.
Minute and a half of pushing up and
yeah,
stuff.
It's
whatever, man, that's an endurance run right there.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Best thing I ever did, though, is 73 sit-ups in 2 minutes.
Yikes. That's like president.
I actually did push-ups and sit-ups for the first time.
Mentally, I wanted to do more, but I've never met that point before where my body was just like, my muscles were just like, no, you're done. You're not allowed to use these anymore.
Go to Farrell's fitness thing.
No, I did Farrell's.
You did Farrell's?
I did Farrell's. And Farrell's put me in better shape than the military did, surprisingly. Yeah. Like, I was able to do tons of sit-ups after that.
Farrell's is ridiculous.
Tons of sit-ups.
I was never sitting.
I was always up. Yeah. Even sleeping.
State of up.
I would lay down and it just bang, pop
twitch,
me right back
fast
up.
Twitch, man. Wow, it's like a blink, I'm there. You thought I was down, now I'm up.
Stomach
it
always
when
tensed.
I had to go to sleep.
Exactly. Yeah. I could only sleep on the toilet.
That's right. John, you mentioned that Soul Calibur 5 has been announced by Namco Bandai.
Yep.
Great.
So terrified of this game.
They're gonna have weapons.
Seventeen years in the future.
What?
For all of those,
just 17?
Of you
17
who...
years in the future of Soul Calibur 4, which could be, I don't know when.
20.
Dude, I would love
22.
To meet the people who make these stories.
But I mean, do you want to go into the crazy timeline that exists of like Star Wars exists at the same time?
Portals,
that
man.
Star Wars Portals. Exists. No. Star Wars exists at the same times that Soul Calibur 4 did. And Star Wars took place long, long ago.
Which is
there was
it? Exactly. Portals. They found like a rift
right,
in the universe.
Right, but portals don't mean a time travel.
It could be.
It could. Yeah, fucking.
Portals is not it's just good. Space.
It do you have more of that tilt so I can understand
a
how?
Wormhole, man. Like, you're talking time space, not just space.
Space.
Like, time space.
Space,
like,
space. Time space.
Yeah, like, time is relative based on your positioning from where you're, like, orienting your time from.
But
right?
Star Wars took place long, long ago.
In a galaxy.
So,
far, far
so
away.
So Darth Vader could have stepped through time and space and went into this.
I'm just saying he doesn't necessarily have to step through time.
Well, yes. If yeah.
Because
no, that's
long,
that's
long ago could be the same time that Soul Calibur is taking place.
But I also would suggest that if you're trying to create a canonical time frame for Soul Calibur, you probably don't want to use the word Star Wars in there anywhere.
Fair enough.
Oh, it was around the Clone Wars.
Like, long, long ago.
So where does Link fit into it?
I don't know.
What about Fuck
Spawn?
So this is happening in 2007, you're talking. Soul Calibur 5 is now.
Link existed in what, 85, 86?
Depends on what Link.
Exactly.
It's adult Link, so who knows?
Who knows? 94.
Yeah. 94, 17 years to Soul Calibur 5 is happening.
So
now.
Link
the
right
code,
now.
The code has been cracked. It's out
today.
Now.
It's out today.
Yep.
Soul Calibur, like, those people just exist on a plane of reality that's way behind us.
Go dig out your copy of Soul Calibur 4, put it in, now it's Soul Calibur 5. It's
exactly.
Fermented, it's aged, it's become different.
Perfect.
Yep.
It's right
they had
there.
It planned
the
that
portal,
long ago,
yeah.
Actually.
Exactly.
17 days from today. Or 17 years from right now, it's going to be another game.
It's gonna make it'll all make sense. It'll be fine.
It'll be perfect. If you
great.
Can make sense of what so, we just talked about, that's
Dakota,
exactly where
we need his
skills. How does this all work? What is Maxie doing right now?
Maxie's a hairdresser in South LA.
Yeah. So the it focuses around Sophitia's son.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't. Unless you're really talking about Soul Calibur 3,
oh, yeah.
There's no interest in talking about the single player.
Patroclus, which
is the guy
is
with
spelled
the big
really
sword
funny.
And one
yeah.
arm.
What?
All of them.
All of them?
Nightmare?
That might have been him, yeah.
Dual-handed swords have been taken out of the game.
I'm sorry, what?
There's going to be no more two-handed swords. It's only
so
going to be short
Siegfried
swords.
So Siegfried and Nightmare are missing now?
So every character with a double-handed sword has... don't worry. Don't fret, John.
Oh, damn it.
They will justify
just
this
really
in the story.
Long rapiers.
They said it's going to become more of a methodical parry encounter and...
So DOA. I don't want to play this game.
like if a more minutia-oriented system, less heavy big swings.
Oh, okay.
But don't worry, they'll explain it in the canon. Yep, Darth Vader took all the double-handed swords with him.
Yep.
Did Darth Vader have lightsabers in that game?
Yes, he did, and they did not work like you would hope they would.
They didn't cut people. They
did not cut people.
He set his lightsaber to stun.
They did not just magic, dude. Magic.
Yeah, you don't know. Those
exactly.
swords are infused
it's the exact,
with magic.
It's the exact same way that they explained MK versus DC and how everybody could beat the crap out of Superman, which was magic.
Yep.
I would like them.
Or why Stryker's gun doesn't automatically kill people.
Wait, I would like them to just be a game, a game like this where they're just like, because it's there. You know, they always try to go behind the scenes and like, oh, that's it's because this. It's because this.
Well, it's because people are freaking just like, ridiculous.
You got a writing staff on them, though. They're like, all right, we're done with this stupid, crappy story. You got 8 months. It's
because he's in there.
So like, just go flesh it out, all right? Yeah.
It's because we.
He's in it. Because we put him in there, it'd be awesome.
He looks cool.
Well, that's what the GameCube stuff was, where it's like, okay, Heihachi, Spawn, and Link, they're just characters.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Why is John Spartan in fucking Dead or Alive 4?
No, it's not John Spartan. It's Jane Spartan.
Chick Spartan.
Female Spartan, which is even more fucking insane. But no, okay, so like originally the conference to agree as to what special characters they should have in Soul Calibur 4, like, I would have loved to have been in that room and just been like, no, that is a bad idea. Just because they were like, what are good characters that exist in, like, in the world that fit into Soul Calibur that would make it more popular? Instantly, the number one thing they thought of, Star Wars. And I would have instantly said, no.
Who would your choice be?
Anybody else?
The Knight's Tale.
I would have done the same thing of just like
King Arthur.
Dude, I don't even know.
Knights of the Round. Those guys from Final Fantasy VII.
Nicolas Cage.
Nickelback.
Yes, Nickelback. Dude, I don't know. Just not put them.
Chris
in there,
Backstrom.
Maybe PS3. You put Kratos in there or Dante. Oh, Jesus.
God. All the Capcom time though, it's just like.
Just get Capcom to put Dante in there.
Yeah, but I think
Kratos is going to be in Mortal Kombat.
If you were to do something that isn't already a strictly video game property, like if you're like, okay, we need to draw in a different user base who doesn't play video games.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Jet Li only.
Freddy Krueger.
Exact. Freddy Krueger and Jason.
And Jason versus Soul Calibur. Jason,
yes. Let's put in a Woody from Toy Story.
Yep.
There you go.
It's done. Yep. Muppet babies.
And you don't even know how big these people actually are.
Arthur.
Arthur.
Not King Arthur.
The new movie.
No. Arthur. The PBS crap that everybody
knows. Oh, Arthur the Aardvark?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, or
Soap McTavish.
Waldo.
Speaking of Soap McTavish.
Waldo in a fighting game. Yep. That would be awesome.
He would never know where he's coming from.
Exactly. Where's Waldo? I don't know. Bam, there he is. That's in the right. Back of your face.
His special move, one of them, and just like, he spawns 65 others. Waldo's right there.
Other people that look sort of like Waldo.
You gotta know which
one
it actually is because he doesn't have his shoe on.
Exactly.
Missing his cane.
Missing the right part.
Modern Warfare 3, there was an earnings call for Activision. Where information about, not very interesting information about Call of Duty was released. Basically, all that was said was that Call of Duty Online, whatever that is going to be a huge moneymaker.
They're going to charge us for Call of Duty.
The thought is a subscription-based Call of Duty. There's been weird images of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 leaking out of European press magazine or European video game magazines. Some weird thing about Call of Duty Elite happening now.
That's the logo they're going with.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything official.
Dude, it's got a line through the M.
Yeah, and the W. Whatever.
This whole thing is just all speculation and just rumor mongering right now. Nothing officially said, so...
E3?
Dude, month. That next logo you have down there.
That's yeah, let me see be. That.
Just guns and skulls.
Guns and look at, skulls.
No, something look at, says, you'll be...
It says elite.
No, it says, you'll
be... you see how it has three on each side of those?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, I get it now. Three guns, Modern Warfare 6. Oh, yeah. Three-person co-op.
I give up on Call of Duty. How do you people keep playing?
It's only zombie mode. Modern Warfare 3.
It's Call of Duty, Left 4 Dead.
You remember, though, when Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out and they had the trailer, like, the first exclusive trailer for Modern Warfare 2 showing during the Pistons-Knicks game on ESPN and every channel ever.
They're on the moon.
It was weird because it was like, that trailer was big and in a big public setting. So, like, to have Modern Warfare 3 launch their, like...
This is probably just leaking.
Like, right. It's probably, yeah, it isn't. It isn't. Because I feel like the earnings call, if there was something that was to be said...
Ball leak.
Yeah, ball there would have been a big ball leak. Like, this is just more of a dribble. Speaking of dribbles, like, what big sporting event is coming up that they can throw the Modern Warfare 3 into?
There's hockey finals and NBA finals.
What? Okay, NBA. People like that in America.
People like hockey in America. Really. Not nearly as much as basketball. But.
I mean, I don't have anything against hockey, but I'm saying, you know.
No, yeah, they're both
maybe
going
for,
on
maybe
right
they
now.
Post it for hockey for the Canadians, and they post it for basketball
okay.
for the Americans.
All right.
And then they get a little bleed over on both ends of it.
Yeah, so I don't... I take all of this with a grain of salt, you know.
Do you have any pepper?
Yeah, it's fine. Right.
Yeah, you want to do some right. salt?
You want to snort yeah. some pepper?
Because I've got some good fish.
Yep, Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 3.
This one's not a shooter?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the other weird thing. It's a weird, like, God, only, like, the whole, everything that's happening with that, where it's like, well, Beachhead is... Call of Duty Beachhead and Sledgehammer Games is going to make a third-person action game about Call of Duty. And, yeah.
Third-person action games.
I feel like it's
work.
A lot of smoke.
It could be.
Just to
but
make
why?
Me not...
Like, why?
I don't know anymore, really. Like, so, okay, two things that need to happen in a Call of Duty game. Am I going to be able to shoot people in the head? Yes,
will,
good.
Will Osama bin Laden be in this
At
game?
At this point, do you not just patch that in as a thing?
Yeah, he's dead.
I
allegedly
too much?
I
is it too
know.
Much?
I don't know.
What is too much for a Call of Duty game?
I don't know anymore.
Well, they have civilians. The... No, see, they've got the thing that says, do you want to see the crazy?
Right.
Or do you want to
you
just
tell me,
play
you just
game?
Tell me. You just tell me that it's going to be nuts and I'll tell you.
Yeah, okay, I'll watch the nuts.
I don't. Maybe I don't want to see
How
nuts.
Much drip does it got?
Exactly. Yeah. How ridiculous is this?
Do I play as President Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I see it all from Osama bin Laden's point of view?
Do I get to
do
play
I watch
as the
bullet go into my face?
I don't remember. 9/11? I don't remember if it was Shane Bettenhausen or Crispin Boyer saying, or not Crispin, Christian Nutt saying.
Christian Ballnuts.
The rumor that was going around with all this nonsense about the Osama. Death was that it was like a gay soldier that killed it. And just like as an obvious joke, but like an obvious joke, but just like, hey! And like, what is the best way to finish that whole situation? It's just, you know.
Yep. Are gays allowed in the military? Yes.
And
not
they do the job.
Totally. From now on, yes. He earned a place for gays everywhere.
Yes, very, very, very. Like, you can take it the wrong way. We're like, ooh, that's pushing me. But it would be pretty funny if, you know, Osama bin Laden murdered by the first gay soldier. But
the first
like,
openly
gay soldier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Perfect.
Yes. Anyway, Modern Warfare 3.
So I'm sure we will know more about Modern Warfare 3 at E3.
Who knows though? Like,
no.
E3 seems a little bit too public. Like, a little bit too, oh, that's so pedestrian. We're Activision. This is the greatest video game ever. too many peasants.
Fair enough.
What other sort of weird
There's
video game?
There's going to be
game?
Other video games yeah. there? No, I don't think so. Dude, we are going
yeah.
to be the only video
it's
game.
Like, it's like Blizzard, you know? They're like, we'll have our own events.
Yeah, okay. So does so like
we're
Capcom,
gonna have Jay
like,
Moore
like,
hosting it
like Capcom where they have like Captivate now it's like Activision has Activate
no yeah. they have Duty 8
time to
they
duty
they just have the Call of Duty
duty time
duty Activision duty time
the duty yeah so I wouldn't expect to hit E3
really
no
not even a Mm-mm. And it'll whiff.
Maybe.
The only way I could the
Maybe
only
E4.
Way the only way it would ever happen and the only way that I could ever see this happening, which is completely like it's Catch-22. It would be at E3, but it would be at E3 as a console exclusive, but that would also never happen.
Right.
Like,
okay. But I mean, it was like
it'd be like you may be wondering, you know, with Mike, you know, gosh, I'm getting rusty. Who am I?
Yeah,
who are the
Call of Duty would never
who are the Xbox execs?
Bill Gates?
No, he's retired.
You said he's retarded?
Retired. I forget who's the guy that hosted it last year. I forget his name, but anyway, you know, guy
Samuel L. Jackson.
No, no, not the Spike Award shows. The guy who's actual legitimately.
I don't remember
these names. He gets up, you know, Microsoft developer or Microsoft exec gets up on stage. Like, you may be wondering with the Nintendo showing you its new Project Cafe, what does the current leader in the software in the hardware industry have to say about that? Well, here's what we have to say. Modern Warfare 3 exclusive on Xbox, motherfuckers.
Yeah, but
and then it's like, drop the mic, walk off stage, kick over, like, there's still like a...
Break a few guitars.
No, yeah.
No, dude, if you just claim...
Just throw the smoking cigar onto the gasoline strip and light up a big pile of wheeze that they just have off stage. Ooh. And then Duke Nukem just comes out and is like, balls. And you're like, all right, okay. Done.
I like Xbox. Yeah. You want to get an Xbox?
No,
yeah.
Dude. I mean, if Microsoft could secure Call of Duty as a... Why not just fucking go in there?
No, they sell billions of copy on each.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's why it would never happen. But that would be the only way I could see it ever showing itself at E3. It would just be so overshadowed by everything else there.
Do you think so?
Definitely.
Modern Warfare 3, one of the best-selling games.
I also feel like
if Microsoft could pay them a bazillion dollars, they might do it.
Right, but I also feel that it would be overshadowed by the things going on there, and it would also be not the demographic that Activision is looking at. Like, they already know that everybody in the games industry is pumped for a new Call of Duty, or what's it going to be, or at least interested in it, but they know that the mass population who plays games, all they have to do is just show a logo that, you know, has dude with mutton chops and a mustache smoking a cigarette with night vision goggles on kicking down a wall, like, in between between Texas Hold'em.
They just show a brief image of somebody from the brow up, and he has a slight mohawk.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
It might be Snope McTavish.
Snope McTavish.
But it's Scorpion McTavish.
Dude with the thing, and then, oh my God. Ha.
Yeah, so I feel like they can hit a wider audience by doing that initial...
Trickle leak.
Do that first immediate, like, and this is what Modern Warfare 3 looks like, to be doing that a first time in a more general setting. Mm-hmm. Not
just...
Well,
I just have to get Kobe Bryant holding a gun.
Like, I could see a teaser. Like, I could see it being like, somebody has, you know, some still of, like, that logo that we saw.
Oh, I mean, I'm not by any means saying that it'll just be like this full-blown playable demo thing, or even that it would be like,
but like
a pre-shown, like, gameplay
game video.
Like, I agree with you. At most, we'd be seeing, like, I mean, granted, it will be out this November, but...
You think so?
I think so.
Every year, yeah. Why would they miss
Activision
holiday?
Said this, like, a year ago.
That, because,
like,
the majority of their team left?
Oh, yeah.
Right, but they just kick it on over to Sledgehammer, and they're going to handle it.
We can do it, guys.
You know how many millions of people probably applied for that
job?
We'll
just make it like Brink.
You know what? They have job applications on the internet for Sledgehammer games. That's the thing. That is the one thing that makes me say, maybe this won't come out in November. And then maybe Sledgehammer will never make it a game ever again, because Activision will bury them if they don't put out a game.
Like, we have to make Call of Duty. We've only got six people.
Well, because that was their thing. Like, Bobby Kotick said that this needs to be an annual franchise. Like, this needs to come out every year. So if I think if they can't deliver in this year.
If I can't go 15th prestige every year, then
I hate video games.
Just fuck it. I'm not even doing this podcast.
Yep.
I quit. I'm going to make a pile of Wii's and burn them. I'm going to hire John St. John to just talk about balls over my pile of burning Wii's.
So what if there's Gears of War?
I'm fine. I was just drinking, and then I had to laugh, and I was unsure of when I would be able to actually...
How do you put a pile of Wii's out? Zip.
Wait, did you say burning some weed?
Wee.
Yeah?
White. Smoke up some Wii.
You want to get some weed?
Smoke some Wii.
Yeah, dude. 420 was like 2 weeks ago, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how excited are we to see the new Wii?
None.
I'm about as excited as I was to get Brink.
I am super interested.
I think we talked about this quite a bit before. Not really anything new out about it.
Like we said, I'll show you later. We're just going to go put two Wiis together, wrap a little duct tape around them, and spray paint it black.
Yeah. You have to insert two discs to play this.
Two discs. It's in 3D.
Yep.
You just gotta put some magic. You have to own
two monitors.
Two monitors.
We're going, before it was very open to people. Now it's only open to people of an exclusive quality.
Duct tape your 3DS to your controller.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We don't have any actual input interfaces for it. You just have to tape it to it.
I'm interested in it. I am. It's not really ranking up very high.
I'm intrigued. I mean, it's throwing up a little red flag in my mind that it's like, hey,
if it's only going to be $200, I'll get one.
Well, I feel the things I've been listening to, I agree with a lot of sentiments out there, which is like, I said this last week too, where it's like, Nintendo won't be able to do what they did before, but it's like, what is it going to be? Like, That's the interest.
I don't know that so I would bite onto this. They're so good at
just giving you a little bit of bait, and you're like, I want it.
Give me that.
And then you go hook, line, and sinker, and you own a 3DS on launch day. So I'm interested in what more is to come. But I think we should call it there.
I'm probably going to get like four of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you would then would have eight Wiis.
Okay. Yes.
Yep.
I think we should call it here. Good on news.
No question of the day?
No questions this week, I checked, besides our weird caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boss Barrel Radio, episode 38. Signing off. See you next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Who the boss?